Highway safety advocates are urging Wisconsin, other states, and the federal government to pass laws that the advocates say would keep thousands more drivers and passengers alive every year. A Milwaukee area doctor is part of that push. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the details.
Preliminary federal estimates for last year show vehicle miles traveled went down, presumably due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But the fatality rate per miles traveled appears to have gone up. In Wisconsin, highway deaths rose by 43 over the total for 2019 to nearly 600. Kathy Chase of Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety puts things this way.
Unfortunately, instead of emptying our streets leading to safer streets, our roadways have become reckless racetracks.
Chase blames more speeding and impaired and distracted driving for the death rate going up. Her group, which is a coalition of insurance companies, law enforcement, and public health officials, has just released its annual roadmap that rates all the states on whether they have 16 of what the advocates call essential traffic safety laws. Wisconsin is one of 30 states with a yellow rating, having between 6 and 10 of those laws on the books. Specifically, Wisconsin has 8 of the 16. One law the state does not have is a mandatory helmet law for adult motorcyclists. Coalition member Dr. Steve Hargarten of the Medical College of Wisconsin says that's unfortunate.
The data is irrefutable that motorcycle helmets reduce serious head injuries and save lives. Sadly, in the medical profession, unhelmeted riders are referred to as organ donors.
WUWM spoke briefly with the leader of ABATE of Wisconsin, a motorcycle rights group with a long history of opposing a mandatory helmet law, and sent that official a copy of the Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety report. The Wisconsin group did not respond by our deadline. Neither did the Wisconsin DOT. The Advocates group is also promoting national requirements that all new cars have technology that helps reduce crashes. Alan Manus of State Farm Insurance particularly likes a collision warning system with automatic braking. And he says, so does the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
The IHS data shows that it would reduce front-to-rear crashes involving injury by 56%. So that's something that we need to have as standard equipment in all new vehicles with a minimum performance standard.
Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety President Chase acknowledges the lack of a minimum performance standard is a key issue.
Auto manufacturers can put these technologies into their new vehicles if they wish, but there's no bottom line of safety that they have to meet. If the U.S. Department of Transportation promulgated final laws saying an automatic emergency braking system has to stop in X number of feet, then we, the consumers, would know that there's a safety assurance.
Chase says the way car makers sell the safety features also has to change.
They are either bundled with non-safety features or bells and whistles, such as a heated seat or a moonroof. In other words, you can't buy them a la carte as you can at a menu at a restaurant.
Even with a grimmer picture last year, the roughly 36,000 people who died on U.S. roadways is far lower than the peak death year of 1972, when 55,000 people died. And current highway fatality rates are about 1/20th of a century ago. But Dr. Hargarten of the Medical College of Wisconsin says dealing with people injured in auto accidents is not what healthcare workers need when swamped by the coronavirus pandemic.
We owe it to them to do everything we can to keep ourselves safe, to stop further straining the healthcare system. A major part of that is preventing crashes and serious injuries.
Hargarten hopes lawmakers in Wisconsin and across the nation prioritize more of the highway safety recommendations. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.